It's time to get away, get away, get away.
It means that Dre is here to talk about travel on a Tuesday so that you can get away for the weekend. Inspire you for some fun and sun in the outdoors. Getaway with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, allowing you to explore abundant biodiversity, rich culture, breathtaking landscapes, and diverse attractions. Dre, here to talk about travel in the top end. How are you?
Good, Danny. You?
I'm all the better for having you here with us.
Always at that time. And yes, we're going to travel up north.
Yeah.
And that's because this Sunday will be the 40th anniversary where Uluru and the surrounding national park was given back to the traditional landowners.
Yay.
It's known as the 40th anniversary handback. So that's going to be this Sunday, which is actually the 26th of October.
Yep.
Because in 1985, the Mortijulu community of Central Australia with the Anangu people were given their freehold title to be joint managers of the Uluru Kathiajuta National Park. And that's an important milestone in Australia's journey for land rights and reconciliation.
Indeed.
But Uluru Kathiajuta National Park is World Heritage listed because it's a culturally significant site. That's why it was given back. Imagine that. Your land taken from you and you get to give it back to you.
Yeah.
And then you have to celebrate it. But anyway.
Yeah, especially here in the morning when we've just sort of, we've struck in a deal with the United States with a multi-billion dollar minerals deal, which come from the ground.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on.
Moving on. So it's actually home of the 150 million year old Uluru Ayers Rock, which actually towers over everything. And it's an amazing thing to see as well. Like, also the ground is red. It's just, it's like such a remote area and it just feels like an alien planet almost in a way.
Yeah.
And geez, it's hot there. But anyway, I want us to go through a few things that you could do there. And one of them is the Uluru Base Walk, which is about 9.4 kilometres. It's a loop. Of course, I'm going to talk about a walk,
Danny. Of course,
Danny.
You're going to
Of course,
bloody
there's going to be
walk.
Two in here, just so you know. But you take in the beauty of Uluru in this culturally appropriate walk that leads you around the whole base of Uluru. And just when you think it's only 9.4 kilometres and it's kind of like an easy trail, it's hot. So
yeah.
That kind of takes it out of you. It's relatively flat, so you can have, there's wheelchair access as well for most parts. But also, I recommend to take your time when you go around the walk because you can explore these hidden caves, crevices, and like you can relax at water holes under the she-oak tree as well. You could rest at the shelters.
Cool.
But every part of that walk at a different part of the day looks different.
Right.
So when it's like sunrise, it will look so different till the afternoon in this one cave. So
yeah.
Totally recommend to go there. But there's long stretches of trail which are exposed by direct sun. So make sure you have a hat and enough water as well.
You got to slip, slop, slap.
And there's another one, slide.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
New, yeah. Okay, well, anyway, back from our day.
I didn't want to show my age. But.
So you can also hire a bike at the main car park. You could do laps of the loop.
Laps of the loop.
You can take a guided tour as well and learn about the 199 species of animals that call Uluru home and also hear about the Dreamtime as well. But if you want to go a bit faster on two wheels, there's also a Segway tour.
A Segway? Like Job from Arrested Development.
Yeah. Well, that makes me want to do it more. But for that, you meet at the Kunyu Walk Car Park for the Segway tours.
Awesome. And now we're going to go to the Valley of Winds. The
yes.
Valley of the Winds Walk, 7.4 kilometre circuit.
Yep. So this starts and ends at the Valley of the Winds Car Park, what do you know? And the trail is steep. But the whole thing rewards you with the best views. It's a gentle climb up to a lookout called the Karoo Lookout, and the trail takes a steep turn down and goes in between two domes and a full flat clearing. It's pretty awesome because you just
domes.
Get flat land and you get these massive rocks just towering over you and you go right through it.
Cool.
And there's also a valley as well, but a lot of people don't do this walk because it's the longest, even though the circuit walk is 9.5.
Yeah.
This is the longest, but you're actually in a national park and you have to bring loads of water because after 11 a.m. they close the park because that's how hot it gets.
Jeez.
And I kid you not, when we were there, by about 10, we were dying. We were like, oh. So then we went back to the hotel.
And you're fit and hydrated.
I mean, heat, that gets everyone, no matter how healthy you are. So when we went back to the hotel, we stayed in the water in the pool, and even the pool is boiling hot. At 11 a.m., we were like, oh, my gosh.
You poor little lobster.
Yeah, Yes, that's right. Cooking. Just cooking.
Just cooking. And so that's a long walk. Bring lots of water, good hiking shoes, a hat. Start early in the morning.
Yeah, you'll bump into a kangaroo in the trail for sure.
Beautiful. And now we're going to do Uluru stargazing tours. And my homie did this walk sort of around that area, and he says the stars are just absolutely magnificent.
There's no buildings. Yeah. So it's just amazing.
No light pollution.
No light pollution. So there's two types of tours you can do, but the Uluru Astro Tours, they get special access to Uluru Kartajita National Park at night.
Ooh.
And an astronomer will take you on a journey that blends astronomy, storytelling, and unbelievable views of Uluru through these powerful telescopes as well. But it starts about 1 hour after sunset, runs for about 2 to 3 hours. And there's also another one at the Ayers Rock Resort, and it's done at the town square, so you don't have to go that far. But that one's pretty stunning as well. I'll put photos up.
Awesome. I've done some First Nations astronomy here locally, and it's just amazing stuff.
Yeah. They tell you all the stories of like how they used to read the stars. Yeah. It's amazing.
They used to tell time through certain celestial events.
I can't even tell the time now on my watch.
You know that it's barbecue time. You can have a barbecue at Uluru too.
Okay. Everyone loves a barbecue, and this is a barbecue at Uluru, so it doesn't get any more Aussie than this. The next thing they'll do is open up a Bunnings and do a sausage sizzle there. But this is amazing. So you rock up at the rock at sunset. You rock up at the rock. There's a casual barbecue there. They've got a selection of food. You'll also see the sky change colour over Uluru as it gets darker, and then it turns into the Milky Way. And again, stargazing, that's a thing there. So it comes with a stargazing experience as well. So would you like your desserts to go with your desert sky viewing?
Oh, truly stargazing that could only be matched by looking into your eyes as you tell us all about getting away, Dre. Thank you so much for your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.